Welcome to End Time Chronicles podcast with Brother Eben. This podcast discusses issues regarding the end times and the things unfolding and things about to unfold. We are living in very uncertain times and information is very critical these days. You can download or listen to this podcast on spiritissues.info. Now, let's join today's edition.
These are the end of days, what the Bible says about the day of the Lord. And the whole world shake with a big earthquake when he returns. Could be a nuclear war, what the prophet saw, till you wonder where your help come from. Look up, your redemption draw near. Come the man of peace, come the mark of the beast, the tribulation. Don't you be surprised when the Antichrist give a deception. And you see nation rise against nation, abomination of the desolation. Look up, your redemption draw near. When he draws near, he will wipe away your tears. When he draws near, he'll give you faith, kick all your fears. You will know, and you believe all he says. So look up, your redemption draws near.
This is Eben. We thank God for another edition. Last edition, I promised to do something from the book of Daniel. And let me quickly get into the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But that's verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Let me pause here. You know, it's very obvious that you look at verse 1, talks of there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. So the times of trouble is obviously there, it comes before the rapture, because the verse 2 is where it talks of, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, and that's the rapture is being spoken of here. Clearly, the trouble comes before the rapture, and unfortunately, the church seems to be in the self-denial of this fact, but there are countless references to it this way. But let me just get to the verse 4. That's my emphasis for this discussion this evening. It talks of, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. The many shall run to and fro comes after a colon. That's the time of the end, colon. Then many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased, which obviously means that the second part, that many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased, is making reference to the first part, that is the shut the words and seal the book. So that whole verse is referring to the shutting and the sealing, and then the running to and fro also follows. It's very interesting that over the years, if you read rapture books or you listen to rapture teachers, end time teachers and all that, many have normally said many shall run to and fro. Some attributing it to transportation would improve, air travel, space travel, knowledge shall be increased, talking of, scientific, technological advancement and all that. But clearly, recently I was reading this verse again, and the Holy Spirit drew my attention to the colon that is after the end, even to the time of the end, colon. Then it continues, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. So clearly, this is not talking of technological advancement, neither is it talking about transportation, moving to and fro, but it's talking of movement relative to the time of the end, or that the book being sealed, the words being shut up. And this is what I'm talking briefly about. And then it's so interesting. Let me just quickly jump to verse 7. I'll come back to the 4 again, but let me jump to verse 7. It talks of, and I heard a man clothed in linen which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand, his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and half a time, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, that is the Antichrist is referring to, the 3.5 years, scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, that verse 9, and he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. So we have another sealed again and closing up the book and sealing up till the time of the end. Let me quickly read something from the book of Revelation as well. Daniel and Revelation really go hand in hand in many ways, and it's very interesting. Let me read Revelation 22 verse 10. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. So we have an interesting scenario where Daniel was asked to seal the words of the book, the words of the prophecy in the book. And in the book of Revelation, John is being asked not to seal it. For Daniel, he was told clearly that this is not your time. Seal it till the end. So at the end, the knowledge shall increase. And that's what that verse is all about. And we have in Revelation 22 verse 10 that says, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. So knowledge in the book of Revelation, which largely complements the book of Daniel, clearly shows that at the time, at the latter time, the end times, knowledge about these things should be known. And let me just read something from Amos, then I'll come to what I'm talking about fully. The word of God really puts everything in line as planned by God. God doesn't make mistakes. He has his own plan, and it's exactly as it is. And then let me read, so Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. 12. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Let me read the 12 again. Amos 8:12. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro, underline to and fro, to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. So let's get back to Daniel 12 verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. You know, clearly we find in these verses that I've read a very interesting scenario that is playing out here. It is very obvious that knowledge about the end time was reserved solely for the people in the end time. You know, God in his own wisdom designed it that way. And of course, it makes sense to make it so, because if all through the generations until now were to have all the full complement of knowledge about the end time, it would have been very difficult for them and very complicating, because you are not in the season, you are not in that time, but to be given revelation and knowledge and understanding about it, and you are not going to make use of it, is virtually of no use at the end of the day. So God, knowing very well that it's only a particular generation at the end time that will need knowledge about the time they will live in, designed it purposely so. And I've been pondering and thinking about this, that sometimes I discuss it with a few friends, that how come the body of Christ over the years, in recent years, I mean like this recent generation in our time, we've allowed people who didn't live in our generation, of course, many years back, all dead and gone and all that, people who didn't see even one-tenth of what we are seeing, people who didn't experience one-tenth of what we are experiencing, who didn't even, virtually, they didn't see, I mean, most of the Bible prophecies about the end time, they didn't even see anything about, very little, very, very little, just a few, if you look at per history, just a few of the end time signs that they saw in their generations. But these people set doctrines and set, I mean, theologies, and fast forward to our time, we are holding on to these doctrines and theologies that people who didn't see a quarter of what we are seeing set the stage for us, and we are holding on to it. Whereas God in his own wisdom, I mean, has actually designed it rather in the way that it is those who live in that season who should have knowledge about that season. And of course, if we are living in the end times, then we will need extra information. That is how come, I mean, you go to, you read Joel chapter 2, for instance, it clearly emphasizes on it. I'll it shall come to pass, 2:28, it shall come to pass afterward, that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I'll show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and the fire and the pillars of smoke, and the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. So before the rapture happens, this verse 31, for instance, clearly is describing the rapture scenario there. Just as Jesus said in Matthew 24, if you do a reading of it, you see how it complements with this. So clearly, we are having an issue where before Christ comes, the move of the Holy Spirit, dreams, visions, these are the means God is going to give us extra knowledge, extra information. So you see that he reserved these things for a particular period, in a particular season, because to be in the season before Christ comes, because of the times and how, because even Daniel 12 says terrible days. Let me read Daniel 12 verse again, clearly describing the state of the world. Daniel 12:1, and at that time shall Michael stand up, and the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble. So you see, if a time of trouble is coming, it behooves on God to give us knowledge about how to live in a time of trouble, to give us understanding about what is coming. And that's exactly what he's done with his word and in the word. So it is very unfortunate that in as much as God has done his best to give us the needed information pertinent to our times, we have chosen and decided that we will still stick to the old, outdated information spoken and preached and written by people lived in the 18th century, carried on into 19th century, into 20th century, been taught in Bible schools for years and years and years. And instead of rather saying that no, this is the time to amend and update our theology, we say no, we still like the old theology like that. So we are seeing a direct conflict of the reality of the times we live in, the season we find ourselves in, and the theology of the mainstream church, of course, most believers and most pastors hold on to. So yes, you are being told nothing bad is going to happen. Jesus will come immediately soon and take his own away. Whereas the Bible says that a time of trouble will precede his coming. So because of that, knowledge shall be increased. Knowledge about what Daniel sealed. So the words and this book sealed the words, shut up the word and sealed the book. The information, the dreams that Daniel had, the knowledge, the revelation that Daniel was given, it was meant for our time. It was largely meant for our generation. But he, even Daniel, was wondering, if you read, verse 8, he was asking when these things will be, what shall be the end of these things. And he was saying, hey, brother, forget it. You are not going to see it. So verse 9 says, he said, go thy way, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. You see, so clearly we have to stay focused and now seek the understanding of the word of God. Seek the knowledge, the revelations, the hidden truths that are in the end time messages that God gave Daniel, and also in the book of Revelation. Those are meant for us. And it's the role of the Holy Spirit to teach us and to show us what is to come. And the word of God is there, give us better understanding. He's speaking through the dreams and the visions and prophetic words. We have to now humble ourselves and understand that we need to depend on the Holy Spirit. who is going to reveal and unseal the knowledge that are in the words. But if we think we know too much on our own, because this is what we've been taught, so we don't need any extra information, we don't need to update what we know, so we hold on to what we've been told, we hold on to what my pastor says, and it's so amazing when you hear Christians say yes, and this is, as for our church, this is what we believe. It's not about what your church believes, it's about what does the Bible say, what does the Holy Spirit say. So if this is what my church believes, and yet you are reading something contrary in the Word of God, doesn't it now make sense that you are rather following your church instead of God's Word? Because human beings can be wrong. And indeed, it's been proven clearly that yes, human beings can be wrong, especially when it comes to the end time doctrine. I mean, entire denominations have missed it because of just following the status quo, following what has been written down, what the leaders were taught in their Bible schools years back, what leaders, the founders, held and believed in. So it's like a baton race, a relay race, carry on. Yes, previous generations believed this, so yes, we too, we are believing this. So even in the light of all that is happening in the world, people are holding on to their old doctrines. But we are finding ourselves in a season where the knowledge is increasing, or is still increasing. Understanding of these things is increasing, because the Holy Spirit is now revealing and unveiling things for us. The words that Daniel shut up is open now. The seal that he placed on the book is unsealed. But are we ready to understand it? Are we ready to open up our minds and our spirits and allow the Holy Spirit to give us understanding? The danger with this is that failure to seek understanding, we are getting to the point where I read in Amos chapter 8, spiritual famine is coming. Spiritual famine is coming. And that is when now people will be moving to and fro and be seeking. And that's what you see Daniel says in Daniel 12:4, many shall run to and fro. And that's exactly what Amos chapter 8 is also talking about, where people shall move to and fro, sea to sea, seeking the word of God. You see, we are going to get to that point where people will now be looking at the events in the world compared to what they are being told in church and realize, no, we are not being given the right information, so let's go elsewhere and seek information. Let's go and look for the truth. Who is teaching us? Who is going to teach us the truth of the times? Who is going to talk about the word in season that the Holy Spirit is revealing? So people will be moving, searching for the truth. And this is also going to be in the season where information will be difficult to find because of persecution. So the mainstream church, as we know, we are not going to have the open church opened. As we know, churches that are going to operate are the state sanctioned churches, which of course will be compromised, just as is happening in China now, where the churches that officially the government agrees to or allows them to operate are the compromised ones. So as gradually persecution is increasing, and we are going to see these things happening, where Christianity is going to be subdued, persecution is going to rise, so we are going to run underground, largely the underground churches and, you know, various things and all that. So information, yes, will be available to those who the Lord has revealed to and have allowed themselves to learn, but now people will be seeking and running to and fro in search of it. We shouldn't get to that point before we go searching for the truth, because it's not everybody who goes searching for something that finds it. Let's understand that too. Yes, because in the heat of famine, there are people who go looking for food and don't find it. And the same will apply in the heat of spiritual famine. It's not all who go seeking, running to and fro, who would also find the truth. Some will end up falling into I mean, deception, big time deception. Let's not forget about the large scale deception that is also unleashed on this end time, and is even going to be worsened. So we really have to take our stance and make our position clear that we are going all out with the solid word of God. We are rather going to follow the word and the Holy Spirit than doctrines of men. We are going to stick to what the Bible tells us, what the Holy Spirit reveals through people and to us through dreams, visions, prophetic words, confirming things through prayer. These are the things we should be seeking to do. Instead of just holding on to a fixed position, this is what I believe, this is what my church believes, this is what my pastor believes, this is what our denomination believes, so that is it. Nothing will change our minds. I mean, come on, we have to grow beyond these things. We have to grow beyond it. You know, few years ago, someone once said that if it was so, his pastor would have preached it. So far as his pastor has not preached it, then that means it cannot be so. You know, how can a Christian have this mindset? So, you see, these are the dangers of placing men above the word of God. So when you set your mind that your pastor is all-knowing, so far as he hasn't taught something, then it is not the word of God. So far as he hasn't revealed something to you, that means God has not spoken. That is a very dangerous position. And now, this same man of God, for instance, who this person was saying, is still holding on to this doctrine. And you hear his people saying all sorts of interesting things these days all over the place. You know, we have to be very careful because the deception is real. The deception is real and is going to get even more scary and more serious. So let's get back into the Bible. The book of Daniel is so explicit about this thing. This one, you don't need any extra theology to understand. These are basic, simple English, if you are reading the English Bible, basic information that yes, this is what the Lord says he will do. And you read, take time, read the whole book of Daniel chapter 12 and you see it for yourself. It's clear. It's very, very clear. You know, and that is it. Verse 10 is also there. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. You know, we really have to be wise. Evil is rising, and evil is going to rise to unprecedented levels. And that's what the Daniel chapter 1 says. 12:1 talks of the time of trouble. Evil is going to increase. Evil is going to increase, but we have to be wise. As for those who are going to be perpetrators of the evil, they wouldn't know what they are doing. I mean, they will think they are doing something good. But we who stand in the word of God and become wise would understand what is happening. We would understand what is happening. And these are the times to prepare our minds. These are the times to put ourselves fully into the mode of sticking to the word of God. And that is it, depending solely on the Holy Spirit. And see, let me finish off with this verse, which I like referring to it a lot. And I believe these are the times to get depend on him fully. John chapter 16 verse 13, which says that, "Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth," not some, all, "for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." You know, let me just talk briefly about this thing. He will show you things to come. Things to come, that means he will show us what is not written in the word of God as it is, like in terms of exactly what is written in, but the future things, prophecies that have been given in the word of God that will be unfolding, he will show us and give us better understanding of it. So like the book of Daniel, the visions, the dream, the words of Daniel, he will give us better understanding. It's like coded messaging, like encrypted message, but it will be encrypted. And it's the Holy Spirit that is going to show us things to come by encrypting the things that have been coded and encrypted. So why would we want to bypass the Holy Spirit and depend and trust in men who can make mistakes? And obviously are making mistakes. Let's trust in the Holy Spirit, because he is the one to show us what is to come. Advance information. How is he going to show us this thing? Through dreams, through visions, through prophetic words. That's exactly what Joel 2:28 talks about. And Acts chapter 2 also talks about it. But yet, Christians are saying, no, we don't want this extra information from the Holy Spirit. We are sticking to our old school ways. We are sticking to what has been written in our church tenets or church beliefs. This is what we believe. That is what we'll continue to believe. Let's now move out of this bondage of sticking to wrong information and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, to teach us, to show us what is to come. Pray to him. Give you understanding. Read the word of God. He will teach you. He will show you. Listen to the people who are episode I was talking of. It's time to listen to the watchmen. It's time to change our perception. It's time to change our mindset. It's time to change how we view things. The season we find ourselves in, we have to be selective of information, who we listen to, who we follow. And it's very critical, because the Bible talks of the fact that when the blind lead the blind, they will fall into a ditch. So being in a wrong lane of doctrine is a very dangerous thing to do at this season and at this time. Especially when Jesus has given us forewarning of enough deception being the seasonal lifestyle. Let me put it that way. Because a lot of deception is going to happen. We should then be very careful and stick closely to the word of God, and only in the word of God, and the Holy Spirit guiding us and leading us to extra confirmation through visions, dreams, and prophetic words that also confirm the word of God. This is how we should do things. This should be our attitude. And I believe as we ponder over these verses, read over them, allow the Holy Spirit to open it up and give you better clarity. Because the season is purely evil. The deception we find ourselves unfolding is such that it looks like nothing is happening. So we are in the calm before the storm, where it looks everything is okay, or what is the big deal. But behind the scenes, a lot is happening. A lot is happening behind the scenes. So let's get focused. Let's not get distracted. Let's not get deceived. These are the times to hold on dear to the word of God. God bless you. Thank you for listening. You can download and share this from spiritissues.info. This is Eben. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Bye.